I am Omar Khayyam, chronicler and poet. Come with me. I will lead you through deserts and palm groves, exotic gardens, palaces, pavilions, harems, and street bazaars here in Baghdad, 1,000 years ago. Parapets and pinnacles, and miracles and mosques, all pointing up to rhinestone stars that fill the skies. Muezzins and minarets who shriek their cries, awake! For morning in the bowl of night has flung the stone that puts the stars to flight. And lo, the hunter of the east has caught the sultan's turret in a noose of light. An old man on the steps of the mosque is the only soul awake.
Start working. Sometimes I wish I wasn't a beggar. Here, get up, you, Darby, start suffering. Customer, hurry! Come on, cook your shoulder now, drag your foot, you're blind, remember?
Stop it! What's all this? Where's El Hajj?
Well, he's gone to make the holy pilgrimage, oh, illustrious Omar Khayyam.
Off to Mecca? What, at his age?
Oh, even so. And with Hajj gone, I am the senior beggar present.
All my life I started the day by giving one dinar to Hajj the beggar. No, I'm too old to change beggars.
Rhymes have I.
Oh, has someone come?
Who is it?
Oh, rhymes, never mind.
Sign
rhymes. It's a public poet, hide your money.
Rhymes, fine rhymes, sweet rhymes have I. Salam, noble gentlemen. Who will buy some rhymes today?
Thief. Reasonable man. What use of beggars for rhymes?
Exactly what I came to discuss. More than any other tradesman does a beggar have need of verses. A catchy jingle with a note of pain. A pathetic phrase to coax the stubbornest coin. I guarantee you results, gentlemen.
Oh, go away. It's too early in the day to listen to a poet.
Yeah. Too early to eat. Too early to bed. Too early to die. too early to wed. Mm. All this I grant you of beggars, the king, but never, oh, never too early to sing.
Yeah, that's very good.
Only
yeah.
five dinar for
five
that lovely
dinar?
Miracle
four.
Rhymes, fine rhymes, sweet rhymes have I. Sly rhymes, wry rhymes, neat rhymes have I. To a world too prone to be prosaic, I bring my own panacea. An iota of iambic and a tittle of trochaic, added to a small amount of onomatopoeia. Lays that sing with rhymes have I. Couplets that ring like chimes have I. Happy rhymes like money makes you sunny. Spicy rhymes like virtue can hurt you. Learned rhymes, a camel's a mammal, and others very various on matters multifarious like beard, sheared, banus, loose, stairs, prayers, mosque, kiosk, minaret and parapet, and many more that I'll be death betimes. Rhymes have I, have I. I have rhymes to suit everyone's need, gentlemen, including yours.
Well, something like that might be useful.
Just a moment, friend. My daughter will write one down for you. Marcina, daughter.
Yes, father.
We are about to make a sail, Marcina.
A sail, father? A sail? Breakfast?
To this diamond in the rough, this lover of beauty. Right, daughter, in your very best hand.
Right away, in large, illuminated letters.
Only 3 dinar, an excellent bargain. The given coin's a living prayer.
3 dinar? I can't afford 3 dinar.
Father, look, fat citizens in the marketplace.
Oh, with fat purses, no doubt. Noble gentlemen whose eyes have been turned toward heaven. A rhyme to bring them back to earth. Choose your topic. Weddings, birthdays, openings of businesses. Love eternal, women's wiles. Glory, infamy. Songs of sense and pertinence. In reference to all events and climes. Rhymes have I, rhymes have I.
Rhymes, fine rhymes, fruit rhymes have he. Rhyme, bright rhymes, new rhymes have he. What for rhymes?
Like learning leads to earning.
Fruit for rhymes.
Drinking stops your thinking.
Fruit for rhymes.
Sinning is thinning. And others miscellaneous on matters more extraneous.
Like crops.
Clutch.
Look.
Hook.
Vagrant.
Fragrant.
Dervish.
Curvish.
Horn.
One.
Caravan.
Afghanistan.
Dromedary.
Oh, very hairy.
Very hairy.
Very sorry. Songs of sense and pertinence. In reference to all events and times. Rhymes have I.
Rhymes have I.
Rhymes has she.
Rhymes has he.
A man can sell anything in the world except poems. He can sell poisons, he can sell emetics, he can sell false noses, but no poems. How is your hunger?
Growing, like a magic tree.
Marcina, the orange market will open at any moment.
I'll be on time, father.
Do not take so many, they impede your speed of foot. Now be off with you! A father who sends his daughter to steal. Could anything be baser than that? Take note, Allah, how low a human can sink to the bottom.
Here, ragbag, take it by a crust.
Oh, friend, I thank you.
Here, what are you doing there?
Sitting, just sitting.
But you're not a beggar.
You don't need to be snobbish about it.
Well, you can't beg in that spot. That's the best begging location in Baghdad.
Why do you think it's empty?
Well, it's not empty. I'm here.
It must remain empty until old Hajj returns from Mecca.
It's against the law for anyone not of the Hajj family to beg on the steps of the mosque.
Get out! Before we inform the wazir's police!
My dear!
Get out!
Verminous friends, I am a cousin to Hajj. Come, come, consider. Only a Hajj may sit here. That is the law. So would I dare to risk it if I were not a Hajj? Only a very desperate man would do that.
The old man never spoke of relatives.
Noble beggars, how many of you have relatives of whom you are ashamed?
Hajj! I thought you'd gone to Mecca. Who's this?
Well, he claims the name of Hajj.
A customer of Hajj's, I presume?
Indeed.
I am taking over his practice.
I've said it before, I'll say it again. I'm too old to change beggars.
You say you're too old to change beggars? Your attitude strikes me as strange. It's easy enough to change beggars. What's difficult is to beg change.
No, not bad, not bad. You deserve encouragement. Hey, here you are.
One dinar is not enough to encourage me.
Take!
No, it's too little. You're too stingy. No.
Now the beggars tell us what to give. Well, here. But that's not for the beggar, it's for the poet. And no more. I must hurry. Still, a promising rhyme, sir.
I thank you.
We're not even supposed to notice the amount.
It's the spirit behind the gift that counts.
Never have I seen a profession so keenly in need of new blood.
Aye, in a detail.
Hey. Are those figs you carry? Oh, please, friend, give me a few figs. I have great hunger. Allah will reward you. I beg you.
You couldn't even beg my pardon.
If you do not want my blessing, I'll be happy to give you my curse.
I don't give my figs away. I'm a man of business.
May the graves of your ancestors vanish in the spring flood.
Your tongue is foul.
May your wives betray you with every chimney sweep in Baghdad.
Your words have the stench of a dung heap.
May your sons and daughters defile your memory.
Iraq is better company.
May your taxes increase.
Yes. Here, take the whole basket.
A beautiful profession, perfectly suited to my talents.
Well, I never saw a beggar curse a man into giving.
This business is under new management.
Look, more customers.
Change tactic. Let's use this line. You know, may your taxes increase.
May your taxes increase. May your taxes increase.
A basket of figs and 3 dinar. 3 whole dinar. All because I answered when opportunity summoned. I sat down, feeling desolated, bowed my head and crossed my knees. Is fortune really predicated upon such tiny turns as these? Then fate's a thing without a head, a puzzle never understood, and man proceeds where he is led, unguaranteed of bad or good. Fate can be the trap in your path, the bitter cup of your tears, your wine of wrath. Fate can be shamed in the desert place, sudden food in a famine found, the sound of praise, incomprehensible and strange. Fate can play a trick with the twine to weave the evil and good in one design. And so, my destiny, I look at you and cannot see. Is it good? Is it ill? Am I blessed? Am I cursed? Is it honey on my tongue or brine? What faith is mine?
trick with a twine to weave evil and good in one design. And so my destiny, I look at you and cannot see. Is it good? Is it ill? Am I blessed? Am I cursed? Is it honey on my tongue or grime? What fate? What fate is
Gentlemen, you seem displeased. Have I offended you?
You on the steps there? Are you the beggar called Arge?
Would you pardon me?
Stay there on your miserable knees, all my brothers here. They will cut off your hands.
Would you like a fig?
Are you the beggar called Arge?
Even so am I. Far and wide, the name of Hajj is... Permit me to correct myself. My name is not Hajj.
Abdul, Ali, parcel him up.
Who are you? What do you want? I am not Hajj. You were making a terrible, terrible, terrible mistake. Where are my feet?
Abdul, carry him this way. Quickly, quickly. We have just banged a poet. My master is all-seeing, all-powerful.
The desert sand sparkles under the rising sun, and out there in the awesome vastness, the notorious brigand Jawan crouches over a red-hot charcoal burner, while his camel stands sentinel, as still as death in the petrified silence.
Master, here is Arge the beggar.
Well done, Hassan. All of you. Now let me see the scurvy dog. Rip the bag open. You know me?
I know no one and nothing. I have no memory. Where are my figs?
I am Jawan.
Jawan! Oh, no!
Oh, your memory freshens.
Well, it's a famous name, Jawan. It strikes a chord. Let me see. You're Jawan, the great astronomer.
You dissemble poorly. I am Jawan, the robber, the brigand, as you very well know.
But I don't know. I have no interest in such matters. By tomorrow, I will have forgotten your face. I could never identify you.
Tie him down and bare his belly.
Why? What for?
Oh, we're going to decorate it with a red-hot coal, sparkling in its navel like a jewel.
Why? In Allah's name, what have I done?
Can it be he has forgotten? Recall you the curse you put upon me those many years ago, Hajj the beggar.
Believe me, I have only been Hajj the beggar since this morning.
Oh, he drivels, he babbles. What say you, master? Do we brand him?
Wait. His mind is rotted like an old melon.
I swear to you, I've never seen you before.
I know that. But all those moons ago, you put a curse upon my name. And soon after that, my only son was stolen from me. All these years, I have sought my son everywhere. I have offered ransom that would purchase all of Persia. None came to claim it. Now, I shall die soon.
Oh, let's hope not.
I must find my son in the few weeks remaining to me. The wise men tell me it is your curse that keeps me from him.
Do they really? And how much ransom did you say you offered?
Never mind the ransom. Remove the curse.
Of course, certainly. Delighted to do the best I can under these conditions.
Don't haggle with me. Remove the curse.
Mighty Jawan! You don't understand. A curse must be removed voluntarily. That is the law of curses. After all, a curse is nothing but a prayer for harm. And a prayer is born in the heart, Jawan, not in the mouth.
And you'd not pray for me and mean it?
Of
For money, I would.
Ah, very well. Take this.
One gold piece. Is this all your son is worth to you?
If my patience snaps...
You'll have eternity to regret it. Think, Jawan. Listen to death chuckling in your chest. What good will your wealth be when that chuckle becomes a roar? Do I not offer you your son, happiness on earth, as well as a cushion in paradise? How much, Jawan, is too much for eternal bliss?
Your tongue is cunning. Take 10 gold pieces.
100.
Uh-huh. When will I find my son?
When?
Yes, when? How soon?
This day.
This day? This day. I go to Baghdad.
Oh, master, don't risk entering the city. You'll be taken by the wazir's police. Tortured. Beheaded.
If it is written that I am to die in Baghdad, how shall I avoid it?
By staying out of Baghdad.
Oh. No man may avoid his fate. That is kismet. Hassan, give him his purse.
Take it, son of Gore.
I thank you. Now, leave me to face toward Mecca and do my praying. Excuse me, which way is Mecca?
Over there!
Pray well, Arj the Beggar, in your solitude.
I am rich on the rim of torture and death, and now treasure. Why, I'm the richest man I ever knew. Today's my day of days. My blessings unfold in 100 golden ways. Fate has played the trick with the twine and woven evil and good in one design. Now I can face the sun, no more to dodge, no more to run. I can eat, I can buy, I can sleep in a bed, in the certainty I'm fed and free.
The city throbs with the business of the day. Tradesmen purvey wares of every description. Panaceas, pearls, sweetmeats and silks. Crowds jostle and haggle for bargains. Merchants unchain near naked slave girls. Come and buy at the Bazaar of Caravans.
Except in his wife's bedroom.
Investigate that laughter.
If their merriment relates to me, see how well they laugh without teeth.
It shall be done, O wazir.
Oh, look, look.
Wife of wives to the wazir. Wife of wives to the wazir. Persons of ordinary rank, clear the bazaar.
Emblazoned with crusted jewels, reclines the voluptuous demigoddess Laloom, swathed in diaphanous silk and scented oil. So slowly, she is borne by selected young giants, proving their manly grace and muscular symmetry. She enjoys their particular favors and flavors.
That's a new guard, isn't it? That tall one?
Never mind the new guard. I sent you to Ababu to negotiate a loan. Did you get it or not?
Do you really wish to discuss your private business in the bazaar of caravans?
Laloom, without that loan, I perish. Answer me, do I get it?
Untrouble your face, my lord. You do. All the gold 10 camels can carry.
Splendid, splendid.
But there is one condition. A high marriage for the 3 princesses of Ababu.
I don't want any more wives. You know very well I don't use all the ones I've got.
My lord, no one knows that better than I. But it is not you the Sheik of Ababu wishes his daughters to marry.
Who then?
The commander of the faithful, our noble caliph, himself.
Well, that should not be too difficult to arrange. The caliph has no wife of wives. Are these Ababus attractive?
You shall see for yourself, my lord. Slaves, bring in the princesses. Assume your gentlest manner. The princesses are already homesick and as shy as a little herd of deer. Exalted wazir, I present their royal highnesses, the princesses of Ababu.
Maidens are pretty enough, but they have the trappings of warriors.
It is the Ababu tradition for virgins to fight for their honor.
I don't like to see a female wielding weapons. Butchery is a man's trade.
Well, while they understand much, they only speak Ababunian. Satu, tiku, bibu.
Bibab. Bibububab.
In the name of our illustrious caliph, I welcome you to Baghdad.
Batak, Magulok, Mamagulok, Mik Makmuk Magulok.
What did they say?
They said they could never be happy here.
Not happy in Baghdad? That's impossible.
Unthinkable.
Why, Baghdad is the symbol of happiness on earth. Go, fetch me 50 happy people, quickly.
My lord, it would take a month.
Then scatter coins in the street. Hurry!
Well, scatter your coins!
Those who live in Baghdad fear only that they may be deafened by the ceaseless cries of merriment, of joy and of pleasure. See them, the entire populace, laughing and dancing from morning to night. Silence!
Arrakazut, Espania.
Nesets, nesets.
We wish to go a hoam. Ho am nonsense. Our city is the world's most enchanting playground. There's been nothing like it for 1,000 years.
A city rich in romantic oriental lore.
Baghdad,
of you on the facts you never knew before.
Due south of the Garden of Eden, due north of the Gulf of Aden, where every male and maiden is laden down. Babylon, change tomorrow for the sin of a kind we never mind here. We're never again, no life like the life well known here. Not since Nineveh, not since Sidon, not since Jericho started sliding from the din of a horn that's never blown here. Ooh, palaces of God. More autocratic here, a beggar's more distinctly aromatic here. Where could you ever pursue your life with the zeal, with fear here? Not since Babylon read that writing, not since Sherubah heard that trumpet, not since Nebuchadnezzar's hanging garden went apart, not since that village near Gomorrah got to hurt for not.
Yeah.
stolen from my store.
I have nothing. I hold nothing.
You've thrown them away. Where are they? Where are the oranges you stole?
They were soft and old and smelt bad, like you.
You.
Oh, you cruel monster. Beast.
You impudent thief. Give me my oranges back, or I'll kick your bones apart.
Not before you part with your teeth. Lie there, father of none and son of hundreds. Lie there till I learn if my daughter be harmed.
No, father, it's all right. Let him up. Let him go away.
Up then, toad.
I'll have you jailed for this.
My dear daughter, are you all right?
Yes. Come, father, before he summons the police.
Marcina, we don't run away from the police. Not anymore.
Why not?
Because of what I hold behind my back.
What is it?
It can be anything you've ever wanted, or everything. What does it sound like?
Not copper pieces.
No, not copper pieces. Marcina, suppose you could have anything in the world you wanted. What would you wish for?
Breakfast.
Imagine you've had breakfast.
Tell me how to do that, and I'll never ask for anything else.
Daughter, indulge me. Speak. Of all the things in the world, what do you wish for most?
The other half of a blanket. We could own two halves of a blanket.
Dear child, let us have some breadth of vision. Think big, very big.
Fresh straw for our corner of the camel stable.
Oh, good merchants, set forth your silks and jewels, your finest garments and sweetest perfumes. My daughter will purchase only the best.
Who is this man?
Those who are slow to serve us will be the last to receive our custom.
Come, hold on, come. He's got gold.
Father, dear father, put it back where you got it.
Never fear, child, it is honestly got, honestly got. Here.
Father, I'm afraid.
Sweet Marcina, our frightened days are behind us. Marcina, we are rich enough to buy that house and garden. The one you've coveted so long you've forgotten how to wish for it. Go see about buying it, girl.
But keep some of the money for yourself. You talk only of things for me.
What does a poet need? What can rival the beautiful things he invents in his own head?
I have girls, able-bodied slave girls, for sale or rent.
Come to think of it.
Think of what,
well,
father?
Well, you should have maids and attendants now. It's only fitting for a young lady in your position. Don't you think so?
I wouldn't know what to do with them.
Oh, I'll find some way to keep them busy.
Whatever you say, father.
I'll get three or four. No sense being shorthanded.
It is the practice of His Highness the Caliph to take a stroll about the city incognito, always alert for the sight of the most ravishing girl to steal his heart. It's been a long search. Don't I know it? I'm honored to be his guide and mentor.
So many beautiful things. What shall I buy?
Baubles, bangles, and beads.
Must be the light from me. Must be the light from me.
Bangles, and beads.
Bangles, bangles, ear-ho, reaching, jingling.
have dropped a trinket. May I?
Thank you.
Often that's where it lit, wearing baubles, bangles and beads.
Oh, try these on, Martin. Yes, let's see them. Shall I?
Of course. Step into this caravan and you'll be transformed.
You look beautiful.
Omar, my good friend, that is her. I have just seen my heart's desire. She is perfection incarnate.
Who, Your Highness?
The one who is about to make a purchase. I am in love.
Oh, enough, almighty Caliph, enough. You'll be late.
Oh, possibly, most possibly. In fact, most certainly.
All Highness, I've never seen that expression on your face. Oh, it's sickening. You never seen a pretty girl before?
Never, and I thought I'd seen thousands. Weren't you watching her?
No. When you're old and have no teeth, there's no sense in working up an appetite. Now, come along, All Highness. We must return to the palace.
Oh, why, Omar? Why such sudden haste?
Because, sire, I see that you are in danger here.
Why? What danger?
Because you're young and susceptible, and this is not a suitable place for the Caliph of Baghdad to fall in love. You know, there's an ancient rule to be followed by men who fall in love. If you fall in love in Baghdad, get thee to Damascus. And if you fall in love in Damascus, get thee to Baghdad. Before I was settled down as Omar the tent maker, I was on the move all the time.
Citizens, bow low before the princess of the province of the moon.
Must follow her. I have just seen heaven on earth, and fate is holding my hand.
The paradise garden surrounding Widow Yusuf's house. A profusion of exquisite flowers set the air. And there, in the shade of a blossoming mulberry tree, the widow receives a visitor.
Hello. Oh, peace be with you.
You are welcome, dear lady.
It is said that this house is for sale.
Ah, yes. With regret, I must seek a smaller dwelling. This place is too large for a lonely woman with precious few savings.
I've always loved your house and this beautiful garden. May I look about?
As you wish, madame.
Oh, the scent of roses is quite overwhelming.
My husband, Yusuf, called this bloom Persian Princess. Here, let me pluck it. There. Wear it on your very pretty raiment.
Oh, the perfume. Like wine.
And over here, look. This is the most delicate of all my cherished flowers. It's the whispering angel, and as frail as a spider's web.
I'm told it has a very short life and dies under the moon.
Oh, no, nothing ever dies. Petals fall to the ground, but then a new life begins all over again.
And this one? A glorious crown of purple flame?
Yusuf's favorite. It is called Celestial. I wore a garland at my wedding so many years ago.
Celestial.
Now I must leave you. This is the hour for me to meditate. Such a comfort for those in sorrow. I still remember when I first entered this garden.
Thank you for your time. Now, if I were to live here, I would put a small table in that
Omar,
corner.
Omar, I must talk with her. Please hide over there, behind the trellis.
Remember, you must be back at the palace.
Shh, I can hear her voice.
And over there, Father could plant a bed of hyacinths. Well, I could. Father will have his own chair with a sunshade, where he can sit and grow old peacefully. Every day at noon, I'll bring him his grandchildren. For 1 hour, no more. They're such noisy, active children.
Do you often talk to yourself?
Oh, it's you. Come to think of it, yes.
I do, too. I've been told it's a sign of weakness.
I've been told it's a sign of loneliness.
I think that is true.
Oh.
Shall we sit here, under this tree?
You just stepped on my youngest child, a girl.
Oh, she looks just like you.
People always tell me that.
Oh, but she has her father's nose.
Her father?
Yes. Where is he?
Off at work, of course. He's a gardener.
I'm a gardener, too.
Like most things I love, he doesn't exist.
I know. Most things I love don't exist either. Your hand, it's...
No.
So...
I'm afraid.
I'm sorry.
I don't know why I took my hand away. I didn't want to. Oh, why do the leaves of the mulberry tree whisper differently now? And why is the nightingale singing at noon on the mulberry bough? For some most mysterious reason, this isn't the garden I know. You say you're a kind of flower should I plant along the fence?
Time will not hold.
Yes, yes, a moment, please. I must go. Forgive me.
Go?
Please, would you meet me here this evening? At moonrise, here in the garden.
At moonrise?
Please. Please.
Do we have here? Our public poet has surely now achieved an earthly glory. Richly caparisoned in jeweled turban and dressed in cloth of gold, he rides an oriental rickshaw drawn by a quartet of beautiful slave girls, wearing little more than dazzling smiles.
Would you like to rest a while, ladies? I don't want to weary you.
Thank you, Master.
Frankly, I have never owned slaves before. I'm a bit vague as to what your rights are.
We have none, Master. Your word is our law.
Then we certainly won't have any trouble getting along.
Where will we live, Master? Where is your palace?
My palace? I can see you're the practical one. My palace. Any other questions?
Yes. Where is your palace?
Well, ladies, I can tell you, even now my daughter is looking at a lovely home just north of the pomegranate grove. I'm sure we'll all be quite comfortable there.
You're so sweet, Master. If I weren't a slave, I'd kiss you.
My dear girl, feel free to express your gratitude at all times.
Wizard police!
Be not alarmed. These fine constables can want nothing from a well-to-do citizen.
Nothing but your name, good sir?
My name is why do you ask?
A notorious bandit chief has been seen in the city. We must challenge all identities.
Gentlemen, my pretty slaves and I have urgent business elsewhere. Surely no one would mistake me for a bandit chief.
If you can't identify yourself, we shall have to take you to the wazir.
Let us see if we cannot avoid that small inconvenience. Shall we say a piece of gold for each of you?
Let me see that purse.
No! Not the whole thing!
You acknowledge possession of this purse?
Officer, let me not be the slightest misunderstanding. That is my purse!
Then why does it bear the print of the House of Achmed?
House of who?
House of Achmed, looted by Jawan the brigand this past noon. Seize this man.
No, Jawan gave me this purse.
Jawan gave it to you.
Did I say Jawan? Why did I say Jawan?
Consorting with Jawan, the brigand, eh? Impound those slaves and the rest of this stolen property. The wazir would have the truth out of you.
Gentlemen, you are making a hideous error. I am a
Oh, a poet, are you? Well, let's hear a poem.
A poem? Now, what about?
Well, you and your fate at the hands of the wazir of police.
Allah, Buddha, and Confucius, bearers of fate's golden cup. If everything is written down, what's the use of getting up?
Tie him up! Bind him! Oh, shut up!
Allow me to show you inside the palace of His Exalted Excellency, the Wazir of Police. Stand here behind this drape and observe the handsome throne room bedecked with official regalia. Here decisions are made for life and death. And this is where the contestants will vie for the Caliph's hand. The right hand, or the Wazir, may lose his head.
Do the Ababu ladies seem any happier here in Baghdad?
Lumagapot Lamagot. Bloop. They wish to stay. Baghdad is better than Ababu.
Good. Tell them to study well their rivals. Other candidates for the Caliph's hand have arrived. Prosecutor, send them in.
Quiet. Excellency, the first applicant is the Princess Zubaydah, who has just come from Zanzibar by camel, galleon, and frigate.
Oh, great wazir! If Princess Zubaydah does not succeed in marrying your caliph, she will die!
Oh, I say. The next suppliant is Princess Samaris, who has journeyed from Turkestan, born on the backs of her father's loving subjects.
Your Excellency, Princess Samaris has been brought up from childhood to marry a caliph, and yours is the only caliph there is. It is an excruciating plight.
Princesses, I will advise the All-Highest of your arrival and that you wish to be presented speedily. I sincerely hope his pleasure will equal mine. Prosecutor, escort all these candidates to the women's quarters.
Follow me. Quiet.
Who are the noble ladies with our Ababu princesses?
Ulalum, our troubles grow like bamboo shoots.
My only trouble is boredom. Nothing seems to relieve it. Nothing in sight, that is.
And will it bore you to learn that those two noble ladies have come hoping to marry the Caliph? If your three princesses of Ababu fail us, I'll probably have to kill myself.
My dear husband, you will never have to kill yourself.
Most humorous. Most amusing. Let the Court of Justice convene. I always feel better when I sentence people.
The evening Court of Justice convenes. Silence and obedience. The Court of Justice begins its meditation.
The case of Ibn Nawas, charged with larceny, to wit, stealing the pottery pots of Ali Dardud.
Silence!
Oh, illustrious wazir, Ibn Nawas pleads for a postponement of judgment until his broken limbs are mended. He fell off a pillow during fairly intense questioning.
Very amusing. Next case.
The case of Hajj the beggar, charged with the theft of 100 pieces of gold.
Let him appear.
Bring forth Hajj the beggar! Get down! Get
down! At last, good fortune returns to me.
Good fortune?
The noble wazir himself, sitting in judgment. Who could ask for a more righteous, a fairer, a finer judge?
I loathe fawning beggars.
He doesn't look like a beggar to me.
Before your loveliness, a princess, every man is a beggar.
Silence!
Oh, let him chatter a bit.
The evidence against this criminal is as follows.
I need no evidence. One look was enough. Under the laws of Baghdad, I order that his right hand of this liar, rogue and thief be cut off.
Now, have you aught to say before sentence is executed?
That I am a liar. I am not a big enough liar to deny.
That I am a rogue can be verified by consulting anyone who knows me, and that I am a thief is as true as if it were writ in the Quran. But in this particular case, and I may say for the first time in my life, I am innocent.
I dislike being mocked in public, and 20 lashes to my judgment.
Are you done with your protest?
I should like to continue, though it is rather expensive. I can well understand your indifference to the fact that I am innocent, oh, dispenser of justice. I, a lowlife, a brawler, a seducer of women, innocent. I can hardly believe my own ears.
Tell me, what sort of women did you prey upon?
Until I beheld you, my memory of them was that they were all beautiful.
It's his tongue that should be cut off, but let the sentence stand. Right hand off!
Oh, noble wazir, I assure you that I despise innocence as much as you. It is, at best, a temporary state.
Then what are you bothering me about?
The small matter of losing my right hand. Were I merely a beggar and thief, noble wazir, I would not dispute your sentence. A man can steal with one hand as well as with two. And as for begging, he's better off with no hands at all. But as a poet and storyteller, the loss of a hand would cripple my career.
I am leaving you your mouth, scoundrel.
Hold! For that simple sentence, you needed your hand. It is the gesture that tells the story. Let me convince
you. No more of this buffoonery.
Oh, let him. I love being convinced.
Oh, very well, then. The things a merciful and clement wazir must endure.
Oh, surely one can tell the expert from the amateur.
Dear hand, deft hand, clever and facile extremity, fond companion to me from my birth. Swift hand, spinner of fable and fantasy, faithful friend of my art, would they rend us apart, leaving no finger or fist there, but just the hint of a wrist there? Where then my spirited wit, my mercurial charm, am I fated to sit with an elbow, an arm, and no digits to top them off, if they lop them off?
Well said.
How could I plead with you? How could I pray to you? How intercede with you? What could I say to you?
This is becoming a bore.
Like a dog with no tail.
Is free out the door. Like
a dog with no tail. A
I'd like to hear a little more.
Tell a story, amorous or gory. You can tell it best if you gesticulate. Suppose a mighty Sinbad meets a djinn who's been bad. They can guess the rest if you gesticulate. A tongue is a tongue, and a lung is a lung, and a tail they can shout or sing. Without the gesture,
nothing.
Nothing.
Should Scheherazade undulate her body? That can be expressed if you just can be assessed. If you just should be undressed if you just stick. You're late. If I tell you I was walking by the sea and found a genie in a bottle, that's trite.
What? For practically everyone has seen a genie someone had to throttle in a bottle.
Right, but if I say the bottle was so
teeny,
so teeny,
and so was the genie,
so
until with trembling hand I pulled the cork and threw the jug and covered up my eyes. And the smoke began to curl, and the smoke began to swirl. And it swirled and it curled and it
you convinced?
We are the prince,
you see. Some finger, listeners will linger. They will be impressed if you just applaud with zest. If you just, if it's a question of a story, glory, Sinbad, in bed, bottle smoke, teeny arms fly sky high. Sit, reiterate, gesticulate.
Too clever. I'm sure he has stolen far more than 100 pieces of gold. Where have you hidden all the rest of your loot?
Noble Wazir, believe me, I have no loot. I've stolen nothing. I got the money honestly.
Another 20 lashes for that lie.
What money I have was paid for me for lifting a curse from a man's head.
What? Do you truly presume to have that power?
The power of prayer is infinite, O princess. And I pray exceedingly well.
Send men to his home. Bring me all his associates and all his relatives.
No, I have no associates, no relatives.
Ah, we have touched a sore point.
Where do you live, thief? Where is your home?
Very well, then. Execute the sentence. Oh,
may Allah curse you. May calamity strike you. May disaster overwhelm you. A curse on your head. A curse on the head of the Wazir of Police.
Exalted Wazir, we have captured Jawan. Jawan the bandit chief.
Bow low, prisoner. Bow low before the Wazir of Police.
You. Here, you cheat. Pretender of powers. Let me tear out his liver. Let me rip his belly to ribbons.
Hold him!
He removed a curse from me. For 100 gold pieces, he swore I would find my son before this day was out. Where, you lying dog of a thief? Where is my son?
So you earned the money honestly, did you? You fraud.
Allah be praised. Allah is merciful and Mohammed is his prophet. Look, that amulet. Oh, Wazir, answer an old man one question. Where did you get that amulet?
This amulet has been with me since childhood.
I have found you. Ali! My little Ali!
What does this mean?
I am your father.
Ali, light of my soul, I hung that amulet about your tiny neck with my own hands 1 week before you were kidnapped. Here, look, the other half. See how they match.
They fit perfectly.
Of course.
Allah be praised! A man with power over curses.
Have the kindness to bid your menials release me.
Release the beggar.
Speak to me. Your father's heart aches for a word from its son.
I'll attend to you in a moment. Call a recess.
Clear the court! Clear the court!
Let Harsh the beggar remain.
What a wondrous end to my years of searching. Allah be thanked.
You are Jawan, the robber and murderer. Is that true?
Yes, I am too overcome to speak more.
You have said enough. Take him to the dungeons and dispose of him.
But I am your father.
All the more reason to be rid of you. For the leading judge of Mesopotamia to have as a father the leading criminal of Mesopotamia, people might talk.
Let me hear something from my son's lips other than a sentence to death.
Were you a true father, you would be proud of my integrity. To the dungeons with him.
Oh, all I ask is one kind word from my little Ali. My little Ali!
Good. Bye.
Never have I seen a more touching reunion.
Laloon, we can use this man.
Yes, I rather think so.
Wait, maybe the point of my sword will prick your conscience.
Won't, careful, I have an impressionable heart.
Of course, the man's a fraud, he has no power over curses. Did he not place a curse on my head with all the venom he could summon? What became of that curse?
The highest of the high.
Rise, my friends, rise and rejoice.
I am pleased to announce that I have chosen a bride. Wazir, see that the proper proclamations are made. Tell the foreign embassies that all candidates for my hand may return to their homes. May every citizen share his caliph's happiness.
Ruined! Hopelessly, utterly, gracelessly ruined!
Leave us, all of you!
Who has put this wicked spell upon me? Who? You! It's you who did this! Unlock this curse! I reverse my decision in the case of Harge the beggar. Restore his property. Now, quickly, let's settle the terms. 100 pieces of gold was the price of your service to my deplorable parent.
Oh, noble wazir, my powers are depleted. You must see I can do no more.
Not even if we raise you to the rank of emir.
Emir? Me? An emir?
Laloom! An emir is second only to me.
Don't haggle with the wizard. He may take offense and turn you into something worse than you are.
You will be harsh. Emir of Baghdad, if you prevent the caliph's marriage.
Prevent? You are too kind. It is overwhelming. How can one possibly refuse such an offer? And yet, how in the world can one accept it? What a day.
Do you doubt your power?
Each time it functions, I am more and more astonished.
Still, it does function. I have seen it.
Yes, it does, doesn't it? Very well, noble wazir. I accept your offer.
Good!
Excellency! Excellency! A committee of your creditors awaits.
A few moments ago, that would have worried me. Now I go with a light heart, almost weightless.
Come here, Harge. Come here. Mm-hmm. You dunce. You're no more a wizard than I am. When the wazir discovers you are a fraud, he will drop you from the battlement onto a hook.
May I make a suggestion?
Mm-hmm. Let's not tell him.
Though the wazir doesn't need to be told. He'll know the moment the caliph marries.
Love is a most uncertain business. Even a caliph's love. If he changes his mind, if they have a quarrel, as young lovers do, why then, I am an emir. If not, well, that is kismet.
And you'd gamble your life on such a slim chance?
Princess, I have risked floggings for a handful of dates. I have courted the executioner to steal my dinner. I have lived with fear too long and for too little to let her terrify me now, when the stakes are so great.
I despise recklessness, but I find myself admiring you.
Princess, I do too.
Oh, I've always had a weakness for scoundrels. I made my husband a wazir. There's no end to what I might do with a man like you. Do you trust me?
I am a poet, Laloom. A poet always puts his trust in beauty, and his lips will always seal that approval.
Ooh, they will. Oh, no, they won't.
Why? What?
Because we are being observed. Oh. Guards, leave the purse of gold on the throne and depart. You have seen nothing, either of you.
What kind of sentence did he get? Ah, there he is, my fine expensive harem. There's your emir-to-be. They want to get to know you, maker of curses. Your powers fascinate them. Go to him, ladies, don't be afraid, go to him. Enjoy yourself, Harge. Enjoy yourself. Choose one, choose two, the supply is practically inexhaustible.
Yes.
Not the Ababunian princesses, of course. What in hell's name is that commotion? Begin your wizardry if you want to be an emir. It's the caliph on his way to fetch his bride.
Are you certain?
Why are you disturbed? Didn't you promise you could prevent this marriage?
Yes, but I didn't know you meant today.
Today, tomorrow, a month hence? What's the difference? You are a wizard, are you not? Stop that noise, you caterwauling trolls! Well, are you going to keep your bargain?
I doubt whether I have enough... whatever it is, left for such a task.
Perhaps this will be a spur to your powers. Guards! If the wedding trumpets sound for the caliph, I order you without further ado to skewer this reluctant wizard. Watch him carefully. See that he does not leave this chamber. What are you doing?
Shh! I'm calling on my powers. I make invisible tribal symbols. May the women assist me. If they stand close, even closer. Yes, that's better. It helps me to concentrate. Oh, ye who weave at your tanglesome skein and daily spin the tapestry of agony and joy that mortals call the history of man, cup thy ear to Haj the beggar.
Shabash, shabash.
Shabash, shabash.
Poor humans we, suspended between abyss and infinity, lost in the shadows of yesterday's, ensnared in a labyrinth of tomorrow's. Help us! Help us!
Help!
Below and above and in the swirling darkness of the infinity of mind and matter that is a plan that only thou can see and only thou control. We ask then that from the woof and warp of history yet unborn, the marriage of our caliph be noiselessly extracted. Remove our caliph's love for this woman, or remove the woman from our caliph. It is thy choice. Ghost of Mendes, Baphomet, blight and blast our caliph's love. Twice this day hast thou seen fit to grant what I ween. Twice this day hast thou let Harj's humble prayer climb up heaven's stair. And Kismet has ordained my goal should be attained. Another prayer, another cry. Grant again, grant it, I ask thee now. Ask thee now, Kismet, mystery of fate. Fate, hear me as I lower my knee. A beggar begging your ear to hear his plea. Fate, let the sound of my voice recline. Look with love on your slave below and show your smile. It is but a trifle, I ask.
Haj, Haj, yes. Over here. Quickly, behind the throne. Listen, while my husband is at prayer, I have instructed the girls to make a tunnel with my long prayer mantle. It will lead you to the secret door at the foot of the statue of the great bluebird, and then you are free. Wait for the signal.
Wait, if in the master design, which you have written and sealed, you change. That mustn't be. This he, this she. Turn her smile into scorn. Turn his heart into stone. Turn the honey on her lips to
I made a bargain with a beggar.
I think he has risen above it.
the light than the sky at night to perfect the gold-laden domes. The capital is an opulent mosaic, a spellbinding tapestry of luxuriant color to enhance the wedding of the century. Ah, moon of my delight who knowst no wane, the moon of heaven is rising once again. How oft hereafter rising shall she look through this same garden after me in vain? Now, the royal carpet is to be laid from the litter to the steps of her house highness, and the musicians are to stand well back. Driver! Turn left at the end of the byway and then go straight ahead. Swing wide of that camel stable.
Omar, you're taking the long way round.
Now, be patient, almighty bridegroom. No one in the family ever married in this district before.
Play on the cymbal, the timbal, the lyre. Play with appropriate passion. Fashion songs of delight and delicious desire. For the night of my eyes. Come where the sower beloved is waiting, where the rose and the jasmine mingle, while I tell her the moon is for mating, and it's sin to be single. Let peacocks and monkeys in purple adornings show her the way to my bridal chamber. Then get you gone till the morn of my mornings. After the night of my night. After the night of my night. Tis the night of my night.
Play on the cymbal, the timbal, the lyre. Play with appropriate passion.
Thank heavens, I've looked everywhere.
Father, where have you been?
My darling, this is important. Here are 91 pieces of gold, ample to buy your living for many years. Keep 10 for your dowry so that you can marry a man of substance. and keep still another 10 hidden somewhere, just in case your husband should be cruel or mean.
Now what are you up to? What intricate scheme this time?
Go to the grain shop by the east gate. Hide there till tomorrow's caravan leaves for Damascus.
Damascus?
Wait for me at the inn there. Within a week, I'll come for you. If I don't, forget me. Which is a father's way of saying, remember me kindly and with love.
My poor father. Some angry husband, again.
Go now, my darling, now. Marcina, this is very serious.
Father, everything that's dear to me is here.
And everything that's dear to me will be in Damascus. Time is running out. Go, my love.
I've never disobeyed you, but I've...
Any moment we may hear the Caliph's wedding trumpets. You must go before they sound.
There is someone I promised to meet here.
She can wait. Now go!
No!
Marcina, this is life or death. Do as I say.
I can't. I won't. Oh. Father! You would strike your own daughter.
Forgive me. I forgot myself. But go. Please go.
Goodbye, Father.
Goodbye, my child. And I shall tear my way through this thicket of thorns. Punishment for my behavior.
Now, conceal yourself, friends. Conceal yourselves until the signal. And the signal is when I snap the lid of the jewel box, thus. Now, all of you hide. You too, Omar.
Highness, what have you got there? The bridal jewels? You've gone weak-witted. Those jewels have never left the palace in hundreds of years.
Oh, she adores baubles. These will make her smile.
What a simple, unaffected girl she must be.
Look. There she is. In the moonlight. The girl in the dark veil.
Baubles, bangles, hear how they jing. Jing-a-linga, baubles, bangles, bright shiny beads.
Oh, gentle creature, angel of angels, look, I have jewels and they are yours. Yours.
Very pretty. How much are they?
What?
How much are they?
Madam, this is not a peddler. This is...
No. Please, take off your veil. Let me see your face. No? Then allow me.
Ah! Oh. Veil snatcher!
No, no! Be not alarmed.
Highest of high. Loose your cloak.
Very well. See, madam, I am no brigand.
The All-Highest... Forgive me. Oh, forgive me.
No, madam, the fault is mine. I seek a young girl who lives here. Your sister, perhaps, or a cousin?
No one lives here but me. I'm a widow.
But I recall this garden, that mulberry tree. She stood there this very morning.
Was she a pretty young girl?
Why, yes.
Is she someone who wants to buy this house?
What is her name?
She never said. But I saw her just a moment ago from the window.
What, here?
Yes, she was talking.
You may speak frankly.
With a man. They talked. I saw him put his arms around her. When I looked again, they were gone.
Omar, reward her.
Now do you doubt the wisdom of your love?
Never. And the story that seems to damn her will have a clear and simple explanation.
Alas, it's only those who love well whom love can hurt.
Lay on the cymbal, the timbal, the lyre. Lay with a
roaring
passion.
No,
no. Songs of delight.
It's a mistake. Quiet! Stop! Stop! Friends, the young lady is not here. However, it's only a temporary disappointment, and your caliph would dislike to have it exaggerated by gossip! Now go, and on your return to the palace, sing loudly so that no one will know that there is no bride.
Forgive me if I do not join you.
Thank you.
anteroom to the wazir's harem, the chief of police is received by His Excellency and Laloom for news concerning the bride who got away. Prominently displayed are three large water jars, concealing three small Arabs. Well, it was a not uncommon means of travel for thieves and spies.
Yes, Chief of Police, you have a report.
Your Exalted Excellency and Your Excellentess, spies from every quarter of the city, all bring the same message. I have three here who will testify. Eeny, Meeny, and Miney. Pop out your pots.
Gone, lost.
I know. I heard the bridal procession returning to the Caliph's palace. They sounded happy. Oh, the miserable swine! They sounded happy!
A subterfuge, my lord. The Caliph hoped to conceal the fact that his commoner bride has disappeared.
What? Impossible.
Allah be praised!
How disappeared? Kidnapped? Murdered?
Neither, great lady. Erased.
As though by wizardry?
Wizardry indeed, great lady.
Wizardry! Of course! Wizardry! Oh, good spies, faithful spies, take our loyal spies below, give them food, wine, and a banquet, and give them the usual fee. Cut their miserable heads off.
It shall be done. Come on, boys, empty your pots and follow me.
Our wizard has saved us. All the gold 10 camels can carry. There are 100 uses for such a man, 1,000. Laloom, we must ensure his loyalty. We must make him happy.
Oh, I mean to try.
Prepare the rooftop pavilion, scent it with attar of roses, inform the harem to delight him continuously, feed him honey, sweetmeats, rahat lakum.
It shall be done, my lord. Honey, sweetmeats, rahat lakum.
Where is he now? Why does he not return?
Oh, he'll be back.
How can you be sure?
If I told you, you'd just be angry. Bye.
Send the wizard to me here.
Right.
I will give him his emir's crown. He has earned it. Imagine. The wazir of police with a wizard in his employ. Power within power. Now no end is too high and no means too low. How subtly I shall change the face of Baghdad. Subtlety. Always subtlety. Anyone can be violent and crude, but subtlety has put me where I am. When we caught the 700 men and hung them in their prison pen, who said, suspend them by their fuzz! Was I, was here, I was.
Was he, was here, he was.
When the keeper of the royal zoo was shot a cock or two or two, who sealed him in a pot of glue, was I, was here, I was.
Was he, was here, he was. He has a way of learning what he wants to know. Delicate. Not to the point.
They always seem to remember when I begin to dismember them arm by arm and ear by ear and joint by joint. When the court musician lost his grasp and let his lute begin to rasp, who had him bitten by an asp? Was I, was here?
Was he, was here?
Was I, was here?
Was he, was here?
I was. The time we caught the man who said I wasn't nice.
Sure, no joy, that was the time.
I confiscated his mother and then did something or other involving her dissolving in a vat of lime. When at last in manner neat and deft I hacked and hatcheted and cleft until no one but me is left, I want it clear.
He wants it clear.
I was wazir.
And is wazir. In every single charming and disarming thing he does.
was I, was here.
There you are, Hajj. You have something of interest to say to me, Wazir?
You have prevented the Caliph's marriage, and you are now Hajj, Emir of Baghdad. Your emirship. You have done well. Is there anything more you wish?
Perhaps a looking glass to see my coronet?
You are now a member of my court. You shall live in my palace, and there'll be other miracles for you to perform.
Serving you will be a ceaseless joy.
Was I?
I never saw a nobleman as vain as this one. He gets more attention for the palace slaves than the highest of the high. All that preening under the fawning and fanning. Is there a mirror big enough in Baghdad to capture the image of such grandeur? You look vaguely familiar. I thought I knew every emir in Baghdad. You must be a new one. What, created by the wazir?
The inquisitive nose, invading a crack, once cut off, cannot be put back.
A poet? Huh? Well, that's a novelty in emirs.
Indeed, I am a poet. And one day the Caliph himself will hear my verses and give the boot to that 10th-rate poet laureate he has the bad taste to admire, old Omar Khayyam.
I wish you hadn't said that.
Why so? Do you too admire him?
Enormously.
A jug of wine, a loaf of bread, and thou.
Yes, well, now that I hear it, perhaps you're right.
The moving finger writes, and having writ, moves on. What else would a moving finger do?
I never thought of that.
You.
Me.
Omar.
Khayyam! Oh,
forgive me, but you see, I was such an unsuccessful poet, and for so many years. Your pardon, please.
Yeah, now tell me, what is a poet, a man of talent and feeling, doing involved with this dangerous, devious man?
Only a fool would leave a barnyard where the goose is laying golden eggs.
Well, now, here's a poem with sense and quickness. Greed's a sad and stupid sickness. If the poet we were discussing remains in the wazir's barnyard, I fear he really is a fool.
Oh, Omar, my friend, there is always something to be learned, even from fools. Sat beneath an olive tree, and a wondrous thought had he. So he rose, and he told it to the sky. And where was I? Behind the tree, I overheard his reverie. Why be content with an olive when you could have the tree? Why be content to be nothing when there's nothing you couldn't be? Why be contented with one olive tree when you could have the whole olive grove? Why be content with a grove when you could have the world? The fool stood beneath the olive tree. What a wondrous thought, said he. But alas, it is very, very deep. And then he yawned and went to sleep. Because you see, he was a fool. Why be content with an olive when you could have the tree? That which has lulled you to sleep, fool, has awakened me. Why should I sigh that my lot is my lot, that I can't make it anything more, when this is a lie, an excuse for a fool to snore? I walk from behind the arm.
need. There is a word for what you want. And oh, my friend, the word is fool.
No greater height than Turkish delight to elevate the senses atop the wazir's harem. And here, under a canopy of stars, Hajj the poet once more enjoys the fruits of fate and the dancing attendance of beautiful girls.
My exalted husband has instructed us to make you happy.
Yes.
Delight you.
Yes.
Feed you sweetmeats.
Yes.
Ladies, shall we begin service? Shall we entertain our guests with learned discourse?
Yes, let us discuss the nature of virtue.
Think, ladies, cogitate, sharpen up the edges of your wit.
Virtue is the purest lily Allah ever grew.
Virtue is the spotless fruit upon the tree of character.
Virtue is its own reward.
Virtue is the pathway to paradise. Virtue is the road from doom. Virtue is the foe of depravity. Barricade to hell's dark cavity. Virtue is the nectar celestial. Virtue is divine perfume. Virtue is the god's own ambrosia. Virtue is...
Rahat Lakum.
Lakum.
Rahad Lakum. On days when my heart groweth restless and bored with his sword and his gloom, his hand what he needed, and what does he need? On nights when my heart looketh listless and black as the hue of his gloom, his handmaiden hath what he lacks. And what does he lack?
Rahad Lakum.
'Tis sweet with the meat of the lychee nut, combined with the kumquat rind, the kind of confection to drive a man out of his Mesopotamian mind.
And who, if my lord feeleth faithless and roameth by night from his room, his handmaiden fanneth
dearest place in her embrace, he doth presume that love is in bloom, though I be consumed.
That husband of mine creeps around. He's been trying to catch me for years. He never has, though.
Oh, women, women, the authors, the inventors of sin.
Not here, not now.
But when, Laloum, and where, Laloum? And in heaven's name, how soon can we be there, Laloum?
Well, I have heard of a certain oasis in the desert, about a week's journey away by dromedary. Not that I've ever been there, of course.
Of course.
It's called the Oasis of Delightful Imaginings.
Tell me about it.
Well, no one around for miles and miles. No sound but the faint rustling of palm trees.
Palms.
Yes. A warm desert wind caressing your skin. In the distance, the cry of a wild camel. Oh, quickly, hide here, under the cushions. Yes?
Lalu, why didn't you answer? I'm looking for our emir, Hajj.
Now, he left here a bare moment ago.
But I've been at the bottom of the steps for several moments.
You know he doesn't need to use steps to go up and down.
Ooh. Doesn't he give you a creepy feeling?
You mean a sort of tingling sensation under the skin?
Yes.
He certainly does.
Well, I wish he'd come back. I miss him.
You were looking for me?
Ah! Where did you come from?
That would be hard to explain to a layman.
Oh, yes, of course. I should have realized. Is everything satisfactory? Is there everything at all that you want?
Nothing that is not within reach.
Laloum, see to our emir's every need.
My lord, your word is my law.
The young lady you sent me for is here, glorious emir.
Marcina!
Father, you're safe.
Of course, my darling. Why else would I send for you? Laloum, this is Marcina.
My daughter.
Ah, how sweet.
Marcina, notice anything?
An emir's crown? Father, what are you doing with an emir's crown?
Guess. Is there a place in the palace worthy of an emir's daughter?
I shall arrange a suitable apartment in the women's quarters.
Oh, great lady, please don't trouble yourself.
Oh, no trouble at all. Any child of Harges is a child of... No trouble at all.
Father, you can't really, truly be an emir.
Oh, of course I can't, but I am. For a moment, Marcina, there is still danger.
I won't go to Damascus. Father, I've fallen in love.
At a time like this, you talk of some infantile infatuation.
It's love, Father. As real and as deep as the love I feel for you.
I'll send you to Damascus.
I'm sorry, but I won't go. I've lost him. I didn't realize how much it mattered until I realized I'd never find him again. There's no way. I'm sorry.
This is all for you, you know, this grab for riches.
It is for me, I know. I must seem ungrateful, but I...
Oh, I see. Headstrong, disobedient. Shh, my darling. Please, don't cry. Come, let us climb a minaret, the tallest in Baghdad. And there, in the highest turret, we'll be on top of the world, all to ourselves.
Your Exalted Excellency.
Yes?
Your Excellency, the All Highest is here.
Here? Are you certain? All Highest, welcome to my humble harem.
Now, without delay, Wazir of Police, notify the entire force of the following assignment. They must find the young lady, the girl I told you I am determined to marry. Are you ready to receive details?
Yes, sire. I will devote all my energies to the search.
I saw her first this noontime in the bazaar of the caravans. She was alone, purchasing clothing. Marcella, and then she dropped...
Dry your tears. There now. You see all of Baghdad spread out as a tray of magnificent jewels. So, tell me about this man you met in a garden. Who is he?
He's a gardener. That's all I know.
All right. I'll find him for you. Now... He's a gardener. Is he tall? Short? You would say his eyes were...
Sometime bright.
But only sometime.
Often dark.
Well, that is plain.
Plain words can't tell the thrill.
Then tell it how.
Sometime
bright,
petals on a pole,
but only sometime,
drifting,
often dark,
imagine this,
not very clear,
with one pair of eyes,
mere words cannot convey.
Oh,
Don't worry. I'll find him for you. I will. I promise.
Now then, in heaven's name, start the search.
But all highest, the description is so
vague. Do not argue with me, Wazir. Start the search.
Welcome to my humble harem.
We're losing time, Wazir. If she has been abducted...
Everything is being done, sire. Houses are being searched.
I saw her near the pomegranate grove at the house of a widow, Yusuf. Perhaps your search should begin there. Did I describe her eyes?
Several times, All Highest. Permit me to say, the delusion that you can be happy with one woman, it's just a stage a man goes through. Will your highness be gracious enough to glance into my harem? I have a secret means of watching, a small device from which I have derived much innocent amusement. It's a sliding panel. Watch now. You see through this veil a window. I'm a woman watcher. There, feast your eyes. The simple creatures don't know they're being observed. These are the three princesses of Ababu. Note their naked charms. Also consider that alliance with Ababu would mean a safe northern frontier.
It is she. It is there. The girl I seek in your harem. I have fallen in love with a woman of your harem.
Your Highness. I will instruct my chief of police. Bring me that girl, the raven-haired beauty.
Oh, she seems so young, so innocent. I cannot believe it. And she was my beloved.
All Highest, one that marries so many people. Of course, she can no longer become your wife. But if you'd like her as a concubine, please, with all my sincere...
Concubine? No, Wazir, it was not a concubine I sought.
I pray your highness does not blame me for your disappointment.
Enough, Wazir. The incident is closed. Send your three princes of wherever it is to the Caliph's Diwan tonight. Inform all embassies and missions to present their candidates for the Caliph's hand. This night... he will choose a wife of wives.
Oh, my brilliant new emir. He transported the woman to my own harem.
Take your hands off me, or I'll...
Our newest arrival, our spirit, your excellence. Guards, hold her like a wildcat. Stop her squealing. Now, you have a plan, my master?
Indeed. The Caliph believes this female to be one of my wives. I would not have him discover me in a lie. So, witness the ceremony and enter it into the records as of a month ago. Thus, I perform the usual ritual of hand over head, Allah's blessing. Empowered as first judge of Baghdad, create and cause marriage between two or more true of the true believers of the faith, I officially accept this creature as wife of the seventh rank. Now be she mine. Congratulations. Have her anointed and scrupulously scrubbed. Take her away. I will visit her tonight.
If you do, I'll kill myself.
Really? This could be a very entertaining bridal night for a change.
It is said that the Caliph's palace was built to reflect the face of Allah, a wonder of the world, a cluster of bright pavilions mirrored in pools of shimmering blue. Here in the great hall, huge silk draperies ripple sensuously from gently waving peacock fans, and the air is filled with incense and mystery. Nobles of Baghdad, flowers of Islam, now begins the Diwan of our Caliph's betrothal. The highest of the high. O Prince of True Believers, the first of the maidens who aspires to the incredible honor of becoming your wife is the beauteous Zubaydah, Princess of Zanzibar, alluring as a mirage, pulsing as a sirocco, agile as the mongoose, Zubaydah of Zanzibar. Sisters, we present a dancing contest. On the left side of the pool, the Princess Samaris of Turkestan. On the right, the Princesses of Ababu. Now begins the dance of royal rivals.
Bravo.
You're behaving like raging bullocks. Have you no respect for His Highness?
Oh, fount of wisdom, the delight in your eyes shows your decision. All Baghdad will rejoice, and all Ababu as well.
I have made no decision. A refinement of torture, Omar. Author of no crime, I must select my own punishment. Have you composed the cadence for which I asked? The cadence to prove the futility of love?
I have, All Highest. No one could prove it more conclusively. Not even Euclid. Come, fill the cup, and in the fire of spring your winter garment of despondence fling. The bird of time has but a little way to flutter, and the bird is on the wing. The moving finger writes, and having writ...
is making me nervous.
...moves on, nor all thy piety and wit shall lure it back to cancel half a line, nor all thy tears wash out a word of it.
Laloom, I've been looking everywhere for Marcina.
She must be in the women's quarters. I'll fetch her.
Hajj, my dear talented friend! Is it too late to put a curse on Samaris and Zubadiah?
Too late and too public.
Oh. By the way, that was an ingenious feat of wizardry, transferring the Caliph's beloved to my own harem.
What?
Wonderful! But you should have told me. I thought all was lost when the Caliph saw her, but I told him the girl was my wife.
What a jeweled brain.
And then, just to protect myself, I married her. She swore to kill herself tonight.
My poor friend. A most unflattering decision.
Angry little thing. Can't imagine what attracted the Caliph. What's her name? Marcina. That's it, Marcina.
Marcina? No!
Yes, Marcina!
Oh, Allah, forgive me! What have I done?
Oh, that's all right. She won't be a danger to us for very long. I had the dressmaker sell her a phial of poison. Look at the Caliph, descendant of Mohammed, outwitted by an ordinary mortal. It just goes to prove it doesn't sharpen a man's mind to own a cloth of gold robe and a famous bathing pool.
But my knife is sharper than any mind or tongue, and the wazir's back is an easy target. No, I think death by water would make a more fitting end.
With all his power, he could not find her. And a few hours from now, she will have killed herself.
Some sigh for the glories of this world, and some sigh for the prophet's paradise to come. Take the cash and let the credit go, nor heed the rumble of a distant drum.
Behold! Behold, mighty Caliph!
What have you there?
Only a bare plaque, All Highest, from your own pool. Look, my lords and ladies, no name is written upon it. What are you doing? Be careful! I throw it thus into the pool. When fetched from the water, this magic plaque will be inscribed with the name of the bride our Caliph will choose. Now you see, a wise wazir, I have a second plaque on which I scratch a name with my knife. Bring this one up out of the pool. Ababu is written upon it. See? Yes. Hide it in your boot. The quickly or you'll spoil the trick.
In my boot? Yes, yes, yes. I have it safely hidden.
Oh, noble Caliph, lest you suspect fraud, your loyal wazir himself will retrieve the plaque you saw me throw into the pool.
The wazir?
Only he can serve the end I have in mind.
Wazir, explain this fellow's arrogance.
A man of wondrous magic, All Highest, the most potent of wizards.
You vouch for him?
Great Caliph, if he be not the most reliable and talented soothsayer in Baghdad, may Allah strike me dead within the hour.
A mighty oath for so casual a question.
He never makes a mistake. He is infallible.
Very well, poet. You may proceed.
Your indulgence, All Highest. Too much light quarrels with my art. May they smother the torches.
Put out all torches!
Now?
Now.
This trick may take a little while, O most tender of lords.
All the way to the bottom, my brilliant assistant. Have no fear. I am here to help you.
Now, Excellency, complete submersion. This feat, if you trouble to try, will assist you to understand the infinite slowness of the eye compared to the speed of the hand. Your foot. Give me your foot.
What do I do now?
A foot with a plaque in it.
No, I know you. You're the rhyming beggar who bargained with me on the steps of the mosque.
Who are you? Beggar, emir, magician?
All of them and none of them, oh, illustrious one. I am a storyteller. My tale is a story of grief, of weird and unnatural sin, of evil beyond all belief, and it happened, this tale I spin. Oh, descendant of Mahomet, of the whirlwind and the comet, will you venture us a verdict on a fiend? Will you condescend to trust us with the way you'd render justice to the most unhuman monster ever weaned?
No, look, the one that was here, he seems to be struggling. If I didn't know you were a magician, I'd swear he was drowning.
Ah, yes, he struggles well, doesn't he? All part of the illusion. Let me assure you he is doing exactly what I wish him to do. Gentle ruler, be not angry when I say your subjects have been told your heart is broken. Perhaps your heart has died. What judgment would you pass, O king, if your love were lost because a lie was spoken? What judgment upon the man who lied?
Why do you ask? Whom do you accuse?
A lover of torture, a drinker of tears, who laughs aloud when the innocent weep, and to all beseechment turns stone deaf ears. Oh, drinker of tears, drink, drink deep.
Who is this man? Name me his name.
A bargain, great caliph. Name me his sentence first.
I would order his death without delay and without mercy.
I thank you for your verdict. It has been carried out. Farewell.
The wazir is dead.
Caliph!
Gone! Disappeared!
His anger knows no bounds.
Noble guest, apparently the wazir was a poor judge of magicians and has paid the ultimate price.
Have I missed all the fun?
My dear Lady Laloom, your husband is drowned. I commiserate.
I hope not for my sake. Oh, bring in the poet.
Here he is, gentle lady, under arrest.
Don't harm him. No sentence has been passed. Now, bring in the girl.
Marcina!
Father, what is it? Why are they holding you?
Release him.
Listen to me, Marcina. The wazir will not harm you again. He is dead.
Is it true? Am I free?
It is true, my dear. Our husband is dead.
No words will quell my wrath until his punishment is served.
Noble Caliph, highest of
the
high...
Silence! For a crime such as yours, there is no defense of to be spoken.
No, all highest. No defense to be spoken, but a living defense. A breathing one. Marcina, remove your veil.
Then the magician's story was true?
The gardener... here?
Not the gardener, my dearest Marcina. The caliph!
Marcina? Your name is Marcina?
Only Marcina. I am no more than I seemed.
And I am no less than I seemed. No less lonely, and no less in love.
All highest, before you forget, will you pardon her?
No, don't ask that. Under the circumstances, it would embarrass the All-Highest to pardon his father-in-law. Oh, Prince of Justice, let me help you compose this most difficult of verdicts against Harj, who in his life never once did right and never once wronged anyone. Condemn the scoundrel to some dreadful oasis, one at least a week's camel journey away. Force him to take with him the widow of the late wazir, and all the property she can get her hands on before the late wazir's accounts are audited. Condemn him to lighten her sorrows and to toil constantly to remove all grief from her heart.
You have just sentenced yourself to a lifetime of hard labor.
And finally, O Prince of True Believers, take from Harj his greatest treasure, his daughter Marcina. Take her away forever, by marrying her to the end of her days.
Such is the Caliph's pleasure, and so he orders.
Play on the
the cymbal, the timbal, the lyre. Play with appropriate passion, fashion, songs of delight and delicious desire. For the night of their nights.
Come where the so well beloved is waiting.
Where the rose and the jasmine go.
When I tell her the wood is for mating, and 'tis sin to be seen.
Oh.
Kismet, the classic 1953 Broadway musical with music and lyrics by Robert Wright and George Forrest, based on themes by Alexander Borodin. It was presented in an exclusive recording for BBC Radio 2, and the cast was as follows. Harge the poet, Ethan Freeman. Lalumi, Julia McGuinness. Khalif, Stephen Hill. Marcina, Katrina Murphy. Omar Khayyam, Frank Middlemass. The Wazir, David Alder. Jawan, David Healy. Hassan Ben, Frank Jarvis. Chief Policeman, David Kelsey. Widow Youssef, Annie Tobin. With the Stephen Hill Singers and the BBC Concert Orchestra, led by Martin Loveday, conducted by Kenneth Alwyn. The script associate was David Kelsey, the sound balance was by Mike Robinson, and the producer was John Langridge.